Button by Nagogo, read by Matthew Fitt. Chapter N. Nadia. Kissed, 6:12 hour, in Becky Med, 3:07 p.m. Morning. No sure if it's morning. Can't hear the porters. Young in with a bonny voice chatting his wairoon, and his gaffer shouting him to wheesht. They twasn't in yet. Still on the rail. Gatting out their papers. Creashing down the hair. Hawn in between their legs. Out. And I felt the surge stay, the unreal electric skirl kicking through the grid as the day current comes on. Just enough power to boil a kettle or run a stour sooker along the drills. The porters and the lawyers didn't feel it, no with their Ray-Bans and their Senga suits on. But in here, we nae nicht and nae gloaming to guide you through the hours, the imperceptible pre-programmed surge is as lewd and as shill as a cock craw. Out. Where my bonny laddie? Where is he? He was doing the catacombs the last time. A wadding under the drills, redding a stookie for burning. Yet the soon phase lips seep it up into me. The tune was peery, but the dirlo it racks it through the slabs of steel and plastic. I grap myself to a standstill. The unladdie's sweetness makes me sair. Sair. Declan. I wouldn't cry on Declan. Seamus is a fine name. Rare and strang, but he's no a Seamus. I don't ken what like he is. Never seen him, though he'll have mair than likely kick it in at me. Whiles he's a great braw-shouldered warrior, Finbar or Miles, or maybe he's something closer to him, a gossy, tangled-haired Lanarkshire boy. Rab, Graham, Geordie, I dinna ken. Yeah, dunners into my head. Sign slips awa' like a thief. Thief. A saft job like this, the wee limmer maun be weel connected. A fuzzy commissar for a feather. A sham gabbit counsellor keeping his greeting face weighing out the fusiliers. The right side of the Eastern Front. Zowie, Star, Lula, Amethyst. Curtin' around the glaikit Christian name as yuppie parents come up with you on the downward sky to a honeymoon slab at E. Pair wee tink. I will cry him Pavel. Pavel. There, feel it. The gaze to a tremble dinnling through the kist. Had the day current clicking in. A buddy grows sherpin here. Accustomed to the dark, tuned into the heartbeat of the place. When a nurse gangs past, I can hear the tubes and scalpels chinking on her tray. When the head virologist makes a tour of the kists, I can jaloose for the footsteps how many gawkers and professional glowers he's brought with him. I can tell for the shift in the current if there's a lick needing change in the drill. I ken for the jangle of electricity when a kist has been switched off.